Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Top six separated by a length and a half as they race around the far turn, and Nadal is still the leader.
Oaklawn Race Day. Your inside track with some of the hottest thoroughbred action in America. Only a short drive away in Hot Springs.
Between horses goes Accession, who's come from the back of the pack. And look at this. It is Accession and Nadal. Nadal, Accession, Nadal aces the Rebel. Wow, what a race.
Arkansas residents can even watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Acri and David Longinotti.
It is an absolutely gorgeous spring day, and it's a fitting day for a wonderful day at Oaklawn. Hello, everybody. I'm Wes Moore, in for Justin Acri today. David Longinotti joins us from the track. David, welcome in. Man, this is an awesome day for Oaklawn, and honoring a very special and a beloved horse.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Whitmore has been, it's Whitmore Day at Oaklawn today. Of course, we've got the Whitmore Stakes, which was formerly known as the Hot Spring Stakes. But I'll be honest with you, it's kind of been known as the Whitmore Stakes for years because he won it 4 years in a row. So we officially renamed it the Whitmore Stakes. We're honoring him today. The first 2,000 people who come in will get a Whitmore T-shirt. We're giving away Whitmore trading cards, some Whitmore cups. All of those, of course, are while supplies last. And most importantly, Whitmore is going to be leading the post parade for the Whitmore Stakes, which is, I believe, a first-time ever event here at Oaklawn.
What a great honor for that horse and everyone connected to that horse. And let's bring in Ron Moquette. He joins us now, the trainer of Whitmore. Ron, what kind of feelings are you having today? And you just heard how they're going to honor Whitmore. How are you feeling?
We're proud. We're obviously humbled, but the barn is so excited to see everybody and show their appreciation. And at the end of the day, these animals are bred to do this, and they want to do this, but it's very rare that you get a chance for them to be appreciated like this. So we're so thankful.
So Ron, I know Whitmore was retired after his last race last August. You had him on a farm, and you brought him back to the racetrack to kind of get him ready for this day. It's been several weeks. Does a horse know when they're at a place? I mean, does he know when he's at Oaklawn that this is his place, so to speak?
Yeah. He always thought this was his house. And it was always weird how he'd swell up when he walks the track here, and he still does. And whenever he's in Arkansas, don't ever let anybody tell you these horses don't know a lot more than we think. He knows he's back home.
Well, and he's his record obviously at Oaklawn and just overall speaks to that. 16 starts at Oaklawn, 9 wins, 6 seconds, and 1/3. $1.7 million. We mentioned, of course, that he won the Hot Spring Stakes 4 years in a row, the Count Fleet Sprint Handicap 3 of 4 years. And he, when you say he is a fan favorite, not many horses at Oaklawn have become such a fan favorite as he has. I mean, I think of horses like Zenyatta, horses like, going way back, Chop Chop, Tomahawk, Navajo, those type horses. But Whitmore, I mean, the people just love him, absolutely love him.
Yeah, it's an odd deal. I think they appreciate his honesty. They got to know him as a 3-year-old. And, it's cool to see one that sticks around and that becomes familiar and you become affectionate with. And it's something like I haven't seen in my life since, you know, like Cigar and Vinata and those horses. It's obviously the big handicap horses are the ones that win the huge Triple Crown races or those kind of deal. But for a horse like him, it's a sprinter and it was maybe not running the biggest races of the day to have that type of following. It's been pretty overwhelming.
We are talking with Ron Moquette, the trainer of Whitmore. Ron, what was it like when y'all were on that run at Oakland, 17, 18, 19, 20? Just what was that feeling like?
Oh, it was awesome. It's what you work for. The thing is, like, it's exactly what we work for. You want to, you know, you're intense and you stay focused and you know you've got a horse that has the ability to do whatever as long as you do your job correctly and caring for this horse. So, it you know, it's not all fun. There's a lot of work involved and there's a lot of stuff, but that I think that makes it more fun.
When did you know you had something special with Whitmore?
I knew he had talent early, but I didn't know. You never know for sure the level of investment they're going to make to beat other horses until they look at other good horses. That's the reason that the Sheiks don't win all the races, because they could go buy the best looking, fastest, well bred horses. But the heart is the question that you have to have answered only after he's done it.
And I think the thing that a lot of people really appreciate about Whitmore is, you know, obviously they loved it when he won, but even when he didn't win, he put everything out there on the racetrack every time he ran. Honesty, effort, and tenacity. He just kept running. I know that when you did, you know, after retiring after his race in August, I know that. Tell me about that. How did that, you know, when that went through the barn? I mean, I know that had to take a little bit of wind out of the sails of it, because everyone in the barn just absolutely loves him.
Oh yeah, but at the same time, we were ready for him to retire. We wanted him to. The easy answer is that every day we wake up and we ask Whitmore, "What do you want to do?" And so, if he wants to run, we want him to run. And until that day, that's the only thing that he had ever answered was, "Do you want to run?" And he said yes. And in that day, whenever they pulled him up because of his shoe came off and all that business, that was enough for me to pull the plug and to say, you know what? What are we doing? I mean, he's what is it? I mean, does it matter if he wins the hot springs five times? You know, I mean, what's going to be? And so I thought, let's don't let him make the decision anymore. I just took it away from him because he still thinks he wants to run.
Well, we know he's part of the Moquette family. I know, as a matter of fact, your son Chance calls him his brother.
Yeah, that's right. Chance has two brothers, Shay and Whitmore.
Ron, and we're talking with Ron Moquette, trainer of Whitmore. Big day with the Whitmore Stakes running today. Seventh race. Is there someone fitting that you would like to see win that race today?
No. I would like for it to be a, you know, obviously, because I would like for somebody that I know and respect to win the race. You know, a friend of mine, I'd like for, you know, it would be great if Larry Jones won. I think, you know, obviously he's a awesome horseman of Hall of Fame caliber. That'd be great. And to be honest, I'm honored for whoever wins the race, because, you know, they're going to be etched with me for the rest of my life. So, and I know that race is hard to win, so I'm cheering for them. And just so everybody runs well and comes back happy and healthy, I'm tickled to death with whoever does it.
Ron, thank you for your time. Enjoy the day. Just soak it all in, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. See you at the race.
It's Ron
Appreciate
Moquette.
You, Ron.
Ron Moquette joining us. When we come back, we're going to start talking about that race. We'll break it down. David Longinotti and Jeff Money Taylor will join us. We'll not only break down that race, but we'll also take a look at the Essex handicap. Stick around. This is Oaklawn Race Day.
Live racing at Oaklawn is back, and it's bigger than ever.
Enough.
With more race days and more ways to enjoy them, with a new luxury hotel, more dining options, and world-class thoroughbred racing, this season is like no other. Book your escape, buy your seats, and make your dining reservations at oaklawn.com today. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Mark your calendars for next weekend, the 25th through the 27th, for the huge open house celebration going on at all six Bradford Marine and ATV statewide locations. Morning Mayhem will be on location, broadcasting live Tuesday morning from Bradford Marine in North Little Rock. And The Zone takes over, broadcasting live from the Hot Springs location. Bradford Marine has boats in stock with more arriving daily. Check out the Sun Tracker Bass Buggy 16, starting at only $18,595. It's Bradford Marine and ATV Spring Open House going on next weekend, March 25th through the 27th.
Welcome back to Oaklawn Race Day. I'm Wes Moore in for Justin Acree. We're joined by Jeff Money Taylor, Dave Longinati also with us. Big day at Oaklawn. We're going to get you set and discuss the Whitmore Stakes, the seventh race, the Essex Handicap, the ninth race today. Jeff, welcome in. How are you?
Thank you, Wes. I'm doing terrific. Beautiful day down here in the spa. Boy, this is what spring racing's all about at Oaklawn, that's for sure.
That's what I said. It's such a fitting day, isn't it? A perfect day for such a great horse. Whitmore kind of deserves a day like this.
Yes, he does. He put his hard knocks in. You know, this race used to be run a little bit earlier in the calendar year, and I remember some cold and kind of damp Whitmore days, but he made the sun shine himself. He's truly a great representative of Oaklawn, and I think very fitting that we honor him with the race that he won a record four straight times. Unbelievable.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about it. Who do you see taking over and winning this Whitmore Stakes today?
Well, it's a good group, Wes, of just hard-knocking kind of blue-collar sprinters that we've seen for the most part a few times. One newcomer in here that's very intriguing, Tulane Trist, comes off a dynamite race out at the Fairgrounds. When I start looking at these sprint races, I always try to analyze pace. And, David, I know you did some preliminary pace figures we just discussed a little bit yesterday, but this thing could be a little bit busy in the early stages today.
Yeah, it is. And this is one of those rare race in which, to be honest with you, it's hard to you look at all the buyer figs, the pace figs, the speed figs, whether you're Brisnet figs or time form or anything, and they're all – if everyone runs their best race, and many of the starters are coming off what you know, maybe not their best race, but one of their best races, I mean, we should have like a, you know, a 5-6 horse blanket finish at the end. That's how close it's going to be. But generally, you know, JT talks about this all the time. Number one goal, look for value. Number two goal, try to get a picture of how the race is going to set up. And I think we're going to end up on the same horse in this race because of the way that pace sets up, because there's a lot of early speed in here. So you're looking for a horse who can come from off the pace and close real well. And, you know, the 7 Tulane Trist jumps out in that category. But you got Hollis, who set a track record going 5.5 furlongs and coming off of another impressive win going 5.5 furlongs. You got Bob's Edge, who won the King Cotton very impressively. Greeley and Ben, who does nothing but win. Knee-deep in snows coming off of a couple of good races as well. So, I mean, this is a very, very competitive race.
Yeah, and it is kind of sneaky, David, when you start looking at some of these potential pace players in here. Royal Dahar, he's pretty quick. He wired a decent group of non-winners of four last time out of Lounge Company, and he steps gets his feet back into the stakes, deep into the pool, if you will. But I got a lineup here with Tulane Trist. I just watched the replay of that New Orleans race that he won last time out so impressively again. And he literally just inhaled those leaders coming out of the turn. And good sprinters have to run the turn, much like a 200-meter in track and field. If you can run the turn, you're going to be successful. And Tulane Trist, I think, is maybe going to get to jump on one or two others in here that are going to be coming to pick up the pieces late. But you alluded to value briefly going into this race. 9-2 to to me, would be more than a square price on him. This horse was cut out to be a good one. He tried grade one company on the Belmont undercard last spring. They thought so highly of him off basically just a maiden win. Obviously, some physical issues kind of sidelined him until the fall. He tried another 7/8 of a mile allowance race at Keeneland. That didn't go so very well for him. But since they've cut him back to 3/4, which is today's distance, he has been virtually unbeatable. Now, if he can beat this group today, he's a legitimate sprinter. But I will say this going forward, I don't think we're going to get anything close to 9-2. If he's the kind of horse that I think he is, I think he's a legitimate graded sprinter, and we'll see today.
And I agree with pretty much everything JT said. You know, we were talking about Whitmore, about how he became a fan favorite. And Tulane Chris is also tied to another fan favorite at Oaklawn. His owner David Ngordo was the bloodstock agent that basically spotted Zenyatta for owner Jerry Moss. So he knows quite a bit about Oaklawn. He knows how to find a good one.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and you ought to create another great Oaklawn hero, if you will. But, David, I think we're going to land on the same horse. Tulane Chris from off of it. We'll see if he's the real deal today. I'm open for 7-2. We may not get it. May have to go shopping maybe for a little bit of value. But I think without a doubt, he's the one to beat in here.
All right, the guys agree. Horse 7 and race 7 in the Whitmore Tulane Chris. Let's move on to race 9, the Essex Handicap. David, what do you see?
I think this is a very interesting race as well, and this is kind of the exact opposite of the sprint race. These are older class horses. A lot of them have been competing in good stakes company for a lot of years. Warrior's Charge is 6, Plainsman is 7. You've got Rated R Superstar, who's 9. So, these are like, these are the horses that I love. I love horses who stay around and who stay at the top of their game for a long time, and most of these horses have. I'm going to end up in here with Warrior's Charge. I think Warrior's Charge learned something finally in his last race. In his previous races at Oaklawn, he had gone straight to the front and always didn't last. I mean, he's a type who he's kind of frustrating if you're one who's a fan of his, because he does not win very often. But he always runs a good race. But he dropped into an optional claiming race back in the last weekend of January to kind of get a little bit of class relief, and I think he learned something on that day. He came from 5 lengths off the pace. I think if he can do that again today, I think he's got a very good chance. But, he's got his hands full with the likes of, Plainsman and Thomas Shelby and others in here.
Yeah, and it's interesting, David. I mean, a handicap race, a type of stakes race, has almost become a dinosaur. Everybody wants to run for money allowance conditions, and they weight themselves basically with so much money won since such and such a date. But you can only take a look at this field and realize how evenly matched it is. You've got a very small spread of only 5 pounds from the low weight to the high weight, and that indicates that racing secretary and handicapper Pat Pope rates this group about as evenly as we do, and Pat's been in this game a long time. I think that speaks volumes of how evenly matched this group truly is. Literally, there would not be a surprise in here for me from top to bottom, whoever wins this. That being the case, my MO is usually value, which David mentioned a little something about in the previous stake race. But number 8, Tantalize Houdini, is very intriguing to me in here. He's not quite as classy looking on paper, but I do key off his last race. We have not seen this horse at Oaklawn previously, unlike the rest of this group, who we know very well. But Tantalize Houdini was claimed by Mike Maker, a top trainer, for $50,000. That was 3 starts ago, the middle part of October at Keeneland. He's ran 2nd twice since then, and one of those was a darn good effort in stakes company. He got beat only a neck in the Jennings Stakes, the Bob Jennings Stakes at Laurel, at the end of January. He looked almost like he was going to get there, kind of ran out of room after he stumbled at the start. He's a confirmed kind of come from behinder in a race that should have legitimate speed in it. I know this is a step up for him class-wise, but if you go back to that last race that he just missed in, and Cordmaker, the horse that beat him by only a neck, has since come back and won a grade 3 at Laurel, and the horse that finished immediately behind Tantalize Houdini, a horse called Grelio, has come back and won another stakes of his own. So that's pretty flattering for Houdini to finish between those two. They're both stakes winners since. Maybe he can make it 3-for-3 here out of that key race.
All right, in the Essex Handicap, David's going with horse 3, Warrior's Charge. Jeff likes horse 8, Hanalei's Houdini. When we come back, we will take a look at some of the best bets and the best long shots today at Oaklawn. Stick around. This is Oaklawn Race Day.
As one of Arkansas business's best places to work 7 years in a row, Rainwater Houlton Sexton is hiring premier employees in Little Rock, Conway, Hot Springs, Bryant, Jacksonville, and Springdale. Prior legal experience is not required. Rainwater Houlton Sexton's mission is to compassionately represent injured and disabled Arkansans. With generous benefits, competitive pay, and work-from-home options, Rainwater Houlton Sexton is a destination employer hiring the best. Apply today at callrainwater.com.
This is Pat Bradley for River City Flooring, your one stop for all flooring, including carpet, tile, wood, laminate, and more. Plus, the largest selection of waterproof flooring and everything you need to get the kitchen or bath of your dreams, all at River City. Visit them in Conway or their new larger showroom in Maumelle, right off Maumelle Boulevard. With multiple options for 0% financing, pick your payments, 12, 18, 24, or 36 months, and they're doing granite countertops in-house at the new Maumelle location, all at River City Flooring.
Welcome back to Oaklawn Race Day. I'm Wes Moore, in for Justin Akre today. What a great day for Oaklawn. You think about the weather, guys, and then round of 32 with the NCAA tournament. I got to think Oaklawn's going to be buzzing today with the Whitmore Stakes, the combination of the weather, and then the round of 32, March Madness. This is a great Saturday for Oaklawn.
It is, and there's certainly not going to be any shortage of TVs tuned to the game either. I mean, because there's a lot of action going on, and there is a plethora of TVs wherever you choose to look, even out on the infield. So if you want to mix the best of both worlds, the NCAA and the Oaklawn experience, this is certainly the day to do it.
Well, you can also wager on – we got two sportsbook locations now on live racing days. Obviously, there's the one inside the casino that everyone is used to going to. But if the lines are long there, you can always come over to the racing grandstand just north of the Arkansas Sports Tavern. There's also a sportsbook location there as well. It's on the second floor. So there'll be games on throughout the facility, racing not only at Oaklawn but elsewhere. But here's an interesting fact Vic Stauffer brought up yesterday. In the entire Western Hemisphere of racing today, there are only two graded stakes races, and they're both right here at Oaklawn.
Hmm. Well, the NCAA tournament gave us a favor, too, and Arkansas doesn't play until tonight. So there's no distraction as far as Razorback fans and Oaklawn today. You can focus on Oaklawn. If you can't make it, you can always go to oaklawnanywhere.com or pull up your app. And then you got the Razorbacks tonight. So this is a great day set up for sports fans in the state of Arkansas. Let's go to the best bets of the day. Jeff, start us out. What's your best bet?
Well, I landed firmly right between the two stakes, the seventh being the Whitmore, the eighth being the Essex. The middle part of that trio is a maiden affair that's going long, and I think perhaps there's a shooter in there that I really like. Wanted to tap this horse back immediately after I saw him finish up his debut here on February the 21st. A horse called El Gamar stretches out to two turns today for trainer Dan Pipes, and that's kind of Dan's MO, if you will, kind of an even effort sprinting, and then they stretch him out to a middle distance. And I just really like the way this colt finished up. He didn't break, was pretty far back, turning for home, and managed to pick off everybody but the top two down the lane, trying to negotiate some traffic. He was 26-1 that day. He won't be anything close to that. But 5-1 in the morning line, number 4, El Gamar, my best bet of the day.
Jeff, it's funny. I'd circle that horse, too, because I bet on him that day, and I saw his start, and I was like, well, that, you know, that's just bad luck right there, you know, and was ready to tear up the ticket. And that horse came flying down the backstretch
sure
and finished
did.
Third, and it was a very impressive third.
Yes, he's a runner. There's no doubt about it. This coach is much better than his price would let on in his debut at 25-1. Congrats for smoking that live long shot out west. But he'll be shorter today, but I fully expect him to run a big race. If he breaks, I think he's going to be right there.
David, who do you like? What's your best bet?
We're going to go with race. We're going to go to race number 4, and this is a horse coming off of a layoff, but has faced some good competition in the past. Hadn't run since September at Saratoga. I'm talking about the 5-horse staying out late. From the barn of Steven Asmussen. He gets Joel Rosario. He's 8-1 in the morning line. He's got good works leading into this. And Now, Steve Asmussen is not the type of horse, horseman that you're going to see a lot of bullet works with a horse coming off of a layoff. What you want to see are a good steady workout pattern, and staying out late shows this. He's going to have to maybe improve a little bit off his last race was horrible, but he has previous races that would be very, very competitive in here, including a second to who is now a graded stakes winner here at Oaklawn in his last race, named Mr. Stiletto. So if he can run back to that race, he's 8-1 in the morning line. I think he's a value bet.
All right, let's move to our long shots. David, give me a long shot for today.
All right, I'm going to sound a lot like JT did with his best bet. And I also want to give a shout-out to one of the tools that's available on Oaklawn Anywhere, because when I was handicapping this race last night, I came up with something completely different than this morning when I logged on to my Oaklawn Anywhere account on my desktop. I got a little buzzer because one of the horses that I had marked as one to watch in his next race is running in today's sixth race. It's the four-horse Plausible Denial, 10-1 in the morning line, trained by Jimmy DeVito, will be ridden by Giovanni Franco. His first career race, I mean, he had a great trip. He ran second. He was not going to get to the winner. And I usually don't dwell a lot on gallop outs, but he looked very impressive in the gallop out, and he just looked like the kind of horse that's going to enjoy the added ground. So he stretches out to a mile today. He's 10-1 in the morning line. This is a pretty tough field, so he's going to have to he's going to have things break right for him. But at 10-1, I'm going to bet him.
Jeff, give me a long shot.
Well, we'll just stay in that same kind of picking race, Wes, with my long shot, number 3, Kingmaker. They'll be easy to see. They're right together, the 3 and the 4. I do like David's selection. I will certainly use him with Kingmaker in my exactas. I had him circled in there as well. One start for Kingmaker, and it was kind of like that same story when I was talking about Pikes' horse in the 8th race today. One sprint effort. It was pretty good. He showed some late interest. He didn't break very well that day. I think the start's going to be critical for his chances this afternoon. But really what I like about him is the horse that finished immediately in front of him last time, Kingmaker. Life is hard. That colt came back with a maiden win of his own last time out. And actually, Kingmaker has the last race buyer number of anybody in this group. He's at 6-1, not as gaudy as David's 10-1. But how about these two in the exact? And we could get 100 back for a dollar.
And how about, would it just be fitting, guys, that Ron Moquette wins the race before the Whitmore?
Yes, how poetic would that be? And this race, this racing game, West produces those kind of stories all the time. So I'm hoping that's going to happen.
Yeah, I looked. I was hoping Moquette would have a horse in the Whitmore, and I thought that is storybook, right? Hollywood would love that story.
That would have been separate from the storybook, is right. Great card today, especially the latter part. The last half of the card today is extremely bettable, Wes, and good value. You get these maiden races tied up to the stakes races for some of these horizontal bets, the pick threes, the pick fours. It should be a great afternoon of action.
It's going to be a great sports day. You got the NCAA tournament underway right now. Of course, you can go by Oaklawn, the sports book. Start hanging out there today before the races begin and put some bets in on some of these NCAA tournament teams, like Arkansas playing tonight. Races all day, and then the Razorback game tonight. Guys, I appreciate you letting me fill in for Justin Akery. You know, he told me not to put any pressure on me. He said, I've been doing this all these years. Never had anyone fill in for him. And I was like, well, thanks for telling me that. I appreciate the opportunity, but, you know, thanks for putting a little added pressure on me.
You know, even Tom Brady needs a backup every once in a while.
Well, Wes, it's been a pleasure. This is one of our few times we've done business in the past, but it's always terrific talking racing with the Buzz. You guys do a great job over there for us.
Guys, thank you. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy a Whitmore Day at Oaklawn, and Akery will be back next week. And I look forward to the day I get to fill in with y'all again. Have a great day, everybody.
Venetian Harbor is alongside Swiss Skydiver, and these two have raced away.
Come to Oaklawn now for another great day of racing in Hot Springs.
Venetian Harbor is back in front, half ahead. Swiss Skydiver gonna make her work all the way to the wire.
When they can't make it to the track, Arkansas residents can watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Get a $150 bonus when you sign up. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details.
Swiss Skydiver, Venetian Harbor, and Swiss Skydiver is going to run away and win the fantasy.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. The next time you're at Oaklawn, sign up for Oaklawn Rewards and play $100 on us.